Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Cattle futures today ended up in the red, lower across the board after starting off a touch higher. But we were only down slightly in the April feeder cattle. April feeder cattle down 17, 146.40, 40 cents off of their low. Keep in mind that tomorrow is the last trading day and that the contract will expire to the index. Currently the index, or yesterday's index anyway, was 146.58. Currently the April feeders are 146.40. So convergence is here. You can expect it to even get closer today and then tomorrow, of course. But then May becomes the front month on Friday. May's down 47 today at 144.70. That's at a premium to August at 144, which was down a dollar today. May had been trading underneath August for quite some time up until here recently. Live cattle were 57 lower on April, 126.22, a dollar off their lows. The cash market here is still 130 ask, 190 bid I heard in the north, which is quite a bit lower and disappointing. June is down $1.05 at 117.70. There have been some seasonal outlooks here that the lows could be in according to the seasonal statistics, but only time will tell.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were lower across the board. Corn traded 2 to 5 cents lower. December 16 was down 5 at 389.5. Soybeans were 3 to 6 lower here on the front end, and then November beans down 8.25. They were significantly off their lows. July was 14 cents off its lows. November beans about 8 cents off their lows, and was still closed down. And then the wheats were 1 to 3 lower. They rallied in the last several minutes of trade to close where they did. July, Kansas City, 6 off its lows at 477. Chicago, July, about 4 off their lows, down 3.25. But we finished lower across the board. One announcement here, we had 393,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. Didn't have very little impact on what happened in the soybeans today. And then rain, which was in Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas yesterday, is moving through the Midwest. That could slow down field work and the planting for the corn and soybeans. And then the CME group on their semi-annual price limits are going to only really make one adjustment here for the three main grains. They're going to increase bean trading limits to 65 cents. They were 60, and that will begin on May 1st here in a couple of days. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.